earth, sky.
Language and music seem so natural to our human species. It's easy to think our brains evolved to process these sounds. But could it be instead that music and language evolved to fit the human brain? Evolutionary neuroscientist Mark Changizi of the Research Institute 2AI makes this case in his book called Harnessed.
And the idea is that in the book Harnessed, is that speech and music are also technologies. They're inventions not by any individual, but by cultural selection, having invented it over long periods of times and designed it, so to speak, to really fit our brains by shaping these things to sound like fundamental aspects of nature.
Changizi said the sounds of things bumping into each other, these physical interactions can be broken down into just three basic sounds of hits, slides, and resonant rings. He said our language evolved through culture to mimic these sounds.
Solid objects, they make certain kinds of patterns of sounds. They hit, they slide, they ring or periodically vibrate. Those are, for example, the plosives, the p, t, k, and the fricatives, f, sh, that sounds like slides, and then the sonorants of language. And then one has to say, well, what are the patterns in terms of how hits, slides, and rings interact among solid objects?
And music, said Changizi, at its most fundamental, mimics the evocative sounds of people moving near us. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.